Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do recaps, reviews, and breakdowns of your favorite TV shows and movies.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Gene, a.k.a. Watson Heath. I'm here, my boy, Chad.
We are an inclusive podcast that focuses on the voices that are ignored. We are all nerds here. Thank you to all our supporters. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and give us a good review.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds, it's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz Mohammed Usman Ijaz. Said your full name this time.
Whoa, that's never happened before.
You know why? Because I thought you post a meme about how everyone has that one friend who nobody knows their full name, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to put you on blast.
Yeah, everyone knows me as Jazz. I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Usman. They're like, I got like 50 people responding. They're like, what? You're Jazz.
I can never find you on my phone because it's under like so many different names. Like, it's so confusing. But yep. Welcome back to me, guys. I'm like welcoming myself back. I was on a trip to Pakistan and I was there for about like, I don't know, 12 days. It was an adventure. If you have not followed my Instagram page, check it out. They have some beautiful pictures of the mountains in Pakistan, and it's really, really great. And then I also went to Spain. I went to Malaga with my Malaga hat, and I got this goat here.
Nice.
He came back with me, and I'm going to, you know, for Bakr Eid, I'm going to bring him for that. It's for my nieces. I'm gonna have them get used to the goat, and then I'm gonna tell them that they're also eating goat and traumatize them.
I mean, that's the fun part about having nieces.
Yeah, you get it traumatized. it's what happened to me. I mean, in our culture, what they do is they do something called qurbani, where they basically they bring a goat to you, they let you play with it, let you bond with it, and then they kill it right in front of you, and then cook it, and you eat it, and then like.
Okay. That's not exactly what happens, but
and then they give it to the poor and they send it to older people. But yes, it's basically what happens.
It's not a cultural thing. It's in honor of Abraham and what he did with the son. You know, it's a more religious, not cultural.
Yes, it's an Abrahamic tradition.
Right.
But the part about them making you bond with it, that part is not religious. That part.
So I don't even know that part exists.
It's just like, traumatizing.
Yeah.
I've ever done it. I've never had to bond with it. It's like, you know.
In Pakistan they like bring the goat, let the kids play with it, and then they kill it. And like
that's
in other places,
so messed up.
Yeah, it is so messed up.
This is like one of those like cultural things I missed, or well, religious things I missed out of because I wasn't close to my grandparents. So just hearing it, I'm just like, wow.
They let the kids bond with the goats?
Yeah, man. I bond with that goat, man. And then I had to, like, learn that I was eating it. And I was so sad. I haven't eaten goat since. I don't eat goat.
Holy shit.
You're missing out on a lot because goat is just...
No, I don't eat goat because I was traumatized.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My friend from when I was 3 years old died. And in his honor, I would never eat goat.
I am just shocked that this is a thing because, like... You know, I understand the part of, like, you know, understanding where your food comes from.
Yes.
And you need to understand that, like, you know, if you're eating meat, it was an animal. And Right.
I agree with that because you know what? You should be a little traumatized if you're going to eat meat, because eating meat is taken for granted these days, right? People go into these stores and they don't know that these animals sacrifice their lives for us to have nourishment, and you should have to experience that. And like, I guess that's where the trauma comes from, right? Honestly, like back in the day, like people would have to kill their own meat, and like the consumption of meat was very, very low. It wasn't like people. Yeah. Right? And now it's like McDonald's serving a billion burgers a day. It's wild. So, I don't know. It kind of makes sense to traumatize kids about meat, but it also does not. I don't know.
like kind of makes sense.
Kind of makes sense, kind of doesn't. But speaking of friends, Ash, welcome back on the show. This is, what, your second or third time here? I can't remember.
I think it's only my second time. I haven't been on here in about a year, which is... I kind of got shocked by, like, the intro, and everything looks, like, so much different now than when I originally was on the podcast.
We upgraded.
I know. It looks amazing.
Oh, wait. We got some people in the chat. We got Allure with April. We got April. We got Ruby. Welcome. Love to see you guys. I'm so happy you guys are here. And, yes, I am back. It has been a while. It's been 3 weeks. We took a dip in viewership. It hurts a lot when I come back and I look at the numbers and I'm just like, oh, they dipped. But hopefully you guys will come back, because we are starting a new segment on our show. Something to keep you guys, you know... I feel like a lot of people want to listen to the show every week, but they're like, oh, I haven't watched this show, so I don't understand the recap. So what we're doing is we're doing a show called Weekly Updates, which are basically updates on everything that happened this week, and we kind of just talk about it. It could be anything. Anything can come up. People can talk about things in the comments, and we can talk about them. We have a few ideas about what we want to talk about, but... this episode can go anywhere. We can talk about anything that's going on right now. So it'll be cool, because we can bring in our reality show audience, and we can bring in our nerd culture audience, and just our friends, and everybody can listen to it and figure out what's going on. So every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing this, unless we get no views, and then we'll stop, because it'll just be us talking to the air.
I mean... it's not such a bad thing.
It's not such a bad thing. It's good to catch up. It's good
to
catch up.
I get to hang out with you guys. So, you know,
that's true.
I know, it's so great. I've been like all over the place between school and trying to build up social media. So it's nice to have more like interactions with some of my mutuals.
It's good. And you know what? We don't have to go and to each other's houses and see each other. I don't have to make a meal for you. I don't got to make you chai.
Exactly.
It's the best. It's a extroverted with anxiety's dream, basically. Because like, I'm extroverted, but like being around people gives me anxiety also. So like, this
exactly.
is
exactly like being physically with in front of people is more exhausting than, you know, just talking to them online.
Exactly. And if I get bored or you offend me, I just go bye. Just like turn it off.
This Irish exit.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever see that meme where that kid was like, during 2020, school shootings were at an all-time low, and the kid's in front of his computer like, oh no, he's got a gun. Not anymore. And he just like shuts the computer off.
Yes. Oh God. No, because that was also the year I graduated high school. So like everything was just like,
oh man.
Like, oh, I don't want to listen to my teachers. Network connectivity problems.
Exactly. COVID
you
feels like
your name, a reconnecting, and then
turn it off. That is true. COVID feels like a fever dream, because I just traveled all over Asia and Europe, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how good it feels to travel, man. It was amazing. I highly recommend people go to Pakistan. I did not think Pakistan was such an amazing country to visit in terms of like the scenery and stuff like that, but oh my God, I was blown away. Go check out my Instagram and you'll see some of the pictures and you'll be like, damn, yeah. That's Pakistan? That's crazy.
It looks like Switzerland. It looks like, you know.
I know. There's like deserts there. There's mountains there. There's like lakes there. It's beautiful.
It's making me excited for my first trip to India after I graduate college.
Nice.
My grandma promised me that she'll take me, and it's going to be my first ever time.
Where in India is she taking you?
I think we're going to Hyderabad. because that's okay, where a lot of my family is. And then we're also going to go to Norway because that's where the other half of my family is.
Ooh, very dope. Nice. That sounds cool. Hyderabad's awesome. Apparently, they have really great biryani, so make sure you check that out.
I'm going to be indulging myself in food. It's gonna be like the freshman 15 all over again, except like 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Speaking of freshman 15, I gained about like 15 pounds just on this trip. I ate so much food. I got to work out again. Oh my God. My trainer, I sent him like my weight and what I've been eating. And he's like, yo, we got work to do. He's like, we got work to do. So we'll see. I am probably the heaviest I've ever been in my entire life. Which is pretty sad because like there were some girls on this trip too, and I was like, oh man, they're seeing me at my worst. plus I got sick, and I had like I was throwing up, and they're like, who is that like making those noises at night? I'm like, that's me throwing up. I'm sorry. It's the worst. So we'll see. But maybe I'll have them, the people who actually came to Pakistan with me, maybe we'll have them on the show and recap all the crazy things we did. Ooh, I think that might be fun. Yeah, that would be really fun. So we can do that. But what's not fun is one of the main reasons we brought Ash on to the show.
I saw the name. I'm like, are we talking about it?
Are we going to talk about it?
Honestly, because I don't know, Jazz, if you've seen it, but someone finally leaked the full death.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's been a terrible two weeks for me.
Spoilers. Major spoilers if you don't read the Ms. Marvel comics.
Or actually, it's not even the Ms. Marvel comics.
The Amazing Spider-Man comics.
Read Amazing Spider-Man. Spoilers.
Honestly, we should spoil it because it's one of the trashiest, worst comic books ever been written. It's so bad that they said this guy should not go to any of the Comic Cons. They're like, don't go there because people are going to attack you. That's how bad this comic is.
And the crazier thing is because a few months when that interview came out where he and I should say he claimed all credit for coming up with this idea. Yeah. Everyone thought he was going to kill off Mary Jane.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. It's been the worst 2 weeks of my life.
I know. People are upset. So if for the people that don't know, in the comic book scene, in the comic book circles, what's big is there is this Spider-Man comic, and it's very controversial. Basically, Mary Jane ends up kind of cheating on Peter and having kids with another guy. It's not really cheating because
there's
like a time
warp. And they're not really like her kids either. They're like adopted kids. It's all very much weird.
It is weird. Oh. It is weird. But basically, Mary Jane says, Peter goes back into this universe, and then he tries to figure out a way to go back to Mary Jane, and then he gets back to Mary Jane, but time works a little bit differently in that world. So Mary Jane has been in that realm for years. For Peter, it's like a few hours. So Peter comes back and finds out that she's moved on. She's got some other dude named Paul or Chad or whatever.
Paul.
Yeah, whatever it is.
He doesn't even have a last name.
I know. And then she has kids with them. And then, like, you're like, Peter's, like, heartbroken. And she, you know, Peter's got to go his own way. And then you find out that basically this guy who's the main bad guy, he ends up trying to kill Mary Jane. Turns out it was actually Kamala who shapeshifted into Mary Jane. And he stabs Kamala through the heart from the back. Basically, exactly the way it happened in the Flash show when Salvatore kills Iris, and it turned out to be somebody else who shapeshifted into Iris. Literally, like, stole that from season 4 of The Flash. Like, that's pretty bad.
It's stealing anything from The Flash show. It's just, when you've hit that point, that's where you know you've done something wrong. By the way, the writer is Zeb Wells. I'm going to put him on blast because the audacity of this man, and the editor is Nick Lowe. They both, Nick Lowe specifically was on Twitter when, the leaks came out, and he was basically telling everyone, like, don't judge the comic until you see it. And then more of the comic kept on getting leaked and it just got progressively worse.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kamala's last words were, She asked Spider-Man if she did good. Yeah. And then it's like, yes, good is not a thing you are. It's a thing you, and then it cuts out. And I'm just like,
Corny.
What?
Tomato. Like, yeah. first of all, like, as a Muslim, and like, I know you've seen like these tropes in like Pakistani dramas and stuff like that. But if a person dies, they always say the Shahada, which is like, you know, basically a declaration of faith. There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is messenger. It's just a way to ensure that you die a Muslim. And I would say that that should have been what she was. That's a little bit more important than this little
like,
you know,
callback
to her album or her little like with great power come great responsibility little thing. come on, man. And like, I was like, I had a little bit of hope for it, because I was like, okay, it's not a bad thing that characters die. Like, a lot of great characters have died. If that's not the problem. The problem is this character, who is a brown woman, is not really that close to any of these characters on the cover, in the comic, and she is dying for the further plot development or, you know, of this white character.
It's basically just to make Peter feel sad.
Yes.
And it's like, The funny thing is that, like, I've seen a lot of people also bring up that Spider-Man and Ms. Marvel, Peter Parker, Spider-Man specifically, they did have a crossover, like a Marvel team-up, but then that's also non-canon. This is the first time they've ever met and, like, really talked in depth.
Yeah.
And she's only in, so there's 25 issues out right now.
Yes.
Not including issue 26, which comes out this week. And in those 25 issues, she has only been in 12 pages and has maybe only said like one or two lines. And the funnier thing about it, none of this is funny, but the I'm trying to find humor in a very sad point. But the hilarious thing is that, like, you even have a panel where like Mary Jane and Norman are like, who is this girl? And like, Norman's even like looking at it like, that random intern I hired just so happens to be Miss Marvel. Like,
oh,
what?
My god, that's so funny. It's like that scene in Endgame where Wanda comes in. He goes, "You took everything from me." And Thanos goes, "I don't even know who you are."
That's exactly what happened. He's like looking at her and he's like, "Huh?"
So original.
Oh, man.
And
it's bad.
I'm, like, waiting for the Fantastic Four's reaction, because I've been getting into Fantastic Four recently a lot, because I've been reading their most recent run, which is good, and you should check it out, because it's much better than whatever Amazing Spider-Man's doing. Because none of those characters know who Kamala is. They've never interacted. Although, I do wish that some of them would interact. I think that her and Ben Grimm can kind of find some, you know, religious solidarity right there.
Sure.
But they've never interacted with her. Mary Jane doesn't even know who she is. I don't even think Kamala knows who Mary Jane is.
Wait, then Norman, why did she turn into Mary Jane if she doesn't even... This is so weird.
It's such a bad story plot, man.
It's
like,
so... And I know that a lot of people have been saying that, like, Marvel editorial mandated this. This is actually false. Zeb Wells came up with it. And my leading theory right now is that he needed a shapeshifter for his story. Couldn't use Mystique from the X-Men because, you know, Mystique's off doing her own thing. Krakoa's got their own thing. And he couldn't find, like, Reed doesn't shapeshift. And he's the only big other, like, stretchy person there.
Right.
So then he was just like, spinning a random wheel. Let's just pick Kamala. Let's kill her off.
And the problem with that is they made a point in the comics for Kamala to never use her shape-shifting powers ever again, right?
Yeah, no. Yes. So in Champions 2020, her friends, so Riri, Miles, Sam, Alexander, who's Nova, they all kind of have this discussion because they're trying to infiltrate somewhere. And they're like, oh, but Kamala can shape-shift. And then they kind of go, wait, no, we can't ask her that. She's uncomfortable with it because the first time shapeshifting into Carol was so traumatic for her. And then later in Beyond the Limit, which is the most recent, like, story that focuses 100% on Kamala, in there they said, oh, yeah, she can't shapeshift anymore after that, you know, initial couple issues. She just lost the ability. So to have her, you know, kind of become a hero, grow past, like, turning into a white woman, mm-hmm. only to then die as a different white woman, it's just like, who comes up with this?
It reminds me of the. This? It reminds me of that line from New Girl. It's like, a white man.
A white woman? No!
Typical! Oh, man. That's just sad. Yeah,
and I should also add, this is all to honor the 50th anniversary of Gwen Stacy's death. So, you know, instead of, like, bringing up, you know, the fact that Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane were friends before she died, or, like, making it a pivotal point for Peter not wanting to have someone else be killed because of him.
Yeah.
They fridged Kamala. that's what they chose to do. After so also building up for, like, issues, like, you know, 25 issues that they're going to kill Mary Jane, the Scarlet Woman will die, and then it's a fake out. And it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. Yeah.
It's and such, like, a dishonest disservice.
What are they doing? Like, gonna make her a mutant? They're gonna bring her back as a human? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand
if this is, like, the worst way to retcon something to align it with whatever they're doing in the MCU. Like,
I
don't know why they're doing this. It's just so bad. It's pissing people off.
Yeah, like, and I
good job, Marvel.
That's actually what sums up Zeb Wells' Amazing Spider-Man the best. From what I've been seeing from people who are actual Spider-Man fans who follow the series, because, like, adding in kids for Mary Jane, adding in Paul, Mary Jane no longer liking Peter, him beefing with the Fantastic Four, like, these are all not to further develop Peter, because in a good story, all of this and Kamala's death even could really further develop and, you know, make these mature these characters essentially,
right.
But because it's in a bad story, it's just for shock value to get people upset, to get, you know, hate buys and, you know, scalpers to buy up issues because, oh, this is the big issue where Kamala dies. Right. It's really just to inflate their sales, even though this book is, like, possibly the worst Spider-Man comic to ever come out.
That's
which
what
is saying
yeah.
something. It really is, because, like, One More Day, I have personal beef with it because I feel like it really set Peter back in a way that, like, he has never been able to recover from. But, like, this is somehow worse than that. You know, One More Day was just, you know, oh, retcon his marriage. But, like, at least that only affected Peter. That didn't affect, like, anyone else.
Like, Miss Marvel died in a comic that wasn't even her comic. Like, that's bad. That's disrespect.
That's also the crazy thing about it, because I hear a lot of people saying, like, oh, well, you know, Doctor Strange died right before his big movie. The Scarlet Witch died before her big movie. And I'm like, those situations just aren't comparable because they died in their own comic.
Right.
With their own characters surrounding them. And it was, like, a big event focused on them and them alone instead of, like...
Right.
Fallen Friend really isn't about Kamala either, because
none of her
friends are on it.
If Kamala was going to die, it should be surrounded with, like, her... It should be in her book. It should be surrounded by her characters, her friends, her family. It should have to do with her culture. It should have to do with her religion. Mm-hmm. All of that should be taken into account, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this is just, like, a side thing that they put as if, like, she's a disposable character that no one cares about, which is really, really sad for them to do.
It's insane, actually, to think that, you know, she's this, like, C-list disposable character, especially after her Disney Plus show where it brought in so many new fans. It reached so many people. Even though it was, you know, one of the lowest viewed ones, it still impacted a lot more than people give it credit for.
Yeah, it had
the highest
of a Rotten Tomato rating. It was
solid. It was good. And then, like, you know, her comics have always been amazing, and, you know, people like me, we've been asking for Miss Marvel ongoing for, like, pretty much since Beyond the Limit came out. There is such a high demand for Kamala, only to have her then be killed off, bring back one of her creators, her most prominent writer, G. Willow Wilson, to write this big death eulogy for her. And it's just, like, I wanted these things, but not like this. You know,
not like this. Not like this.
Check out what Ruby says in the comments. She's like, "This is so disrespectful. I don't even know anything about this stuff, and I'm so mad already. Let me call this Zeb guy. I just want to talk.
I just want to talk to you, Zeb.
I just want to talk. One of my friends, one of my mutuals, told me the next con he's going to be at, and I've never almost bought a ticket to New York so quickly in my entire life.
He's going to Comic Con?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not going to do anything. Hey, I just want to watch.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, I'm down to go, and Yeah, we'll fly up. We'll do something and come
near Comic Con. It's fine.
We'll throw some ice cream pizza at him.
I'm pretty sure it's New York, because it was one of those where I was like, I could go there for a day or two and come back and still be there for school. So I just want to talk.
Yeah, let's just have a conversation real quick, man.
Yeah, no, because so Nick Lowe is the editor he's the editor for Amazing Spider-Man. He's the one who's approved this. I was also bullying him on Twitter for like weeks now.
normally I don't approve of that, but go ahead.
This is the one case I'm okay with it. I have been blocked by a couple of comic book writers already. It's fine for another one to be on there. More importantly, because I was just like, hey, why'd you have your Marvel's most prominent South Asian character die during Asian and Pacific Islander month?
Oh, but my God, you're right.
It's the last day of the month too. It's insane. It's insane how much lined up for this chain of events to happen.
I can't wait to tweet him on May 31st and just call him an idiot.
That's honestly my entire plan for that day, because he will be making just worse and worse tweets about Amazing Spider-Man 26 on that day. And also, I should add, because I hope whoever leaked the Ms. Marvel comics is watching this, or will see it eventually, because personally for me, they are my hero right now. If you didn't know, it was a disgruntled Marvel employee who's also a Ms. Marvel fan.
That's so funny. Don't mess with Ms. Marvel fans.
Yeah, they thought it was so bad. They were like, I need to warn people right now.
This is some Enron whistleblower shit, man.
The insanity surrounding how much this comic has been leaked is just, it's mind-boggling how much just has gotten let through the cracks, because I believe right before this, all of issue 25 was leaked a week before it came out. And so now another Marvel employee got in there with their phone camera, started taking pictures of everything. And it's just wow.
So there is a small chance that I might get to go back to the red carpet and interview some people for the Marvels. There is a small chance. I might go and ask Kamala what her thoughts are about this. That would be really fun.
That would be great.
I would definitely ask Iman.
It's one of those times where I really wish that Iman just had some form of social media, because I just want to know what happens. I want to know what she's thinking. Although Zeb Wells might also be on that red carpet. Because he is one of the writers for the Marvels.
Oh, you're right.
So I'm just saying.
That's interesting. The plot thickens. Okay. All right. Anything else we need to cover before we move on to the next topic? I think we covered everything.
By Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
If you want a good Spider-Man book, by Miles Morales' Spider-Man.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the next thing we're going to talk about is upcoming movies. And the next movie that's coming up is actually Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which we're really, really excited about. I haven't bought tickets yet, so I need to buy tickets right away.
Yeah, I'll go to AMC.com real quick.
I know. I was in a different country. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but when I was in Pakistan, there was almost a civil war happening in the country.
Yeah, I was like, you got there the day Imran Khan was jailed. I was like,
yes, they,
well done, Neebs. Timing.
They jailed the former prime minister, and riots broke out. There were fires. We went through a market, and people were like, it was wild. Like an entire toll booth was torched, and like we got through it like right before that happened. It was pretty wild. There were times where I was like, oh man, I don't know if we're gonna make it. But once we got to the mountains, we were okay. But then we got back from the mountains. On the day we're leaving, he got arrested again. Like, it was so bad. Every time we were in Islamabad, they were trying to arrest Imran Khan, and like the government kept shutting off the internet. It was wild. It was a wild time.
I was wondering why those 2 days you didn't respond. I'm like, they have either died or they don't have internet.
No, the government shut off the internet for the entire country. But it's really cool. So the last, like, I don't know, few weeks was a little bit of a wild ride for me. But we're back. We're back for the show. I'm really excited. I miss you guys, man. I miss doing the show. Look at all these people in the comments. We got Marley. We got Raf. I miss you guys so much. All the people that are going to be listening to on podcasts and Spotify and stuff like that, I miss you guys. We are back. I won't be going on any more vacations for a while because I don't know who else will get arrested while I'm away. So hopefully not.
You always could take little trips within the country, right?
Yeah. I am definitely going to San Diego Comic Con, so I'll be going to that. I'm going to Arizona for a friend's wedding, but that's like only 3 days. And then I may go to Umrah in, December. So that's going to be crazy.
Okay, that's plenty of time away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of time. We got it. But yes, so that happened. So yes, Into the Spider-Verse. Are you guys excited? Because we got to see the Indian Spider-Man. They showed the clip, and it's great. I love him.
I love him too,
but apparently people hate his accent, and I'm like, are you kidding me? That's what you're upset about?
But it's so ironic, because that's the actor's real accent. Like, he had that same accent in all his movies.
he's not even, like, exaggerating it in any bit. He's just going off.
He just has that voice. It's not his accent that they have a problem with. It's his voice. He has a very unique voice. And because of that, they think he is, like, exaggerating the accent. But it's really just his voice. That's just how he sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody know that it's Dupinder from Deadpool. Like, you listen to his voice and you know
you
it.
You can definitely tell it. Yeah, and yeah. I was so excited when he was casted, because I am a big fan of Spider-Man India. I know he only has like one four issue series.
Yeah.
But like he's one of those spider people who I think has like so much potential that no one's tapped into. And I'm also hoping that the there's actually two South Asian spider people now, and I really hope that Spinneret, who's the second one, that she's included in some capacity in either Across the Spider-Verse or Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Right.
Just because, you know, we just need more South Asian spider people. I think it's fun.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
No. And also, like, it's the redesign that they did with his costume. I love it. It's so much better than one they had in the comic. Like, this is the few times where I'm like, they upgraded, and it's really, really good. And I also love the chai tea comment, where it's like, chai tea? You're just saying tea. Like, it's so funny.
It's like, I made a couple jokes saying that that's how Miguel convinces Spider-Man India to also join him in jumping miles.
Yeah,
throughout the Spider-Verse.
I believe it too. It's really funny. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really excited for that. That looks like a great movie. I want to get tickets right away. A lot of people have said that it may be the best spider movie of all time, which means better than No Way Home, better than the Tobey Maguire movies, and better than Into the Spider-Verse. Wow.
I wouldn't doubt it. I feel like the Spider-Verse franchise in general, because that's really what it is. It taps into that like piece. It taps into what people really do enjoy, which is, you know, nostalgia, but it does it in such a creative way that it influences the story and almost enhances it in a way that I don't think a lot of movies can or have really even tried to do.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I think it's going to be really, really great. What else do they got coming up? So we got Into the Spider-Verse coming out June 2nd.
Flash is June 16th.
So Transformers Rise of the Beast comes out before that on June 9th.
June 9th.
Transformers, for me, is up there with Fast and Furious. I know Marley is in here.
Fast 10 this week.
I know. We got to do Fast 10. We got to bring Marley back for the Fast X thing. But I actually fell asleep. So it's going to be an interesting. I fell asleep watching that movie. But honestly, it might not be because of the movie. I'm also jet lagged like a motherfucker, right? It's really bad. So I'm not blaming the movie on that. So we'll see. But Transformers is up there with Fast X. It's just like action and no real story to me, so we'll just see.
I'm very excited for the return of RC. She's always been my favorite Transformer, so just seeing her back, I'm just like, I need it so much in my life.
And the Beast Wars, the Optimus Primal, and all of them are going to be in there, so that's pretty exciting too. Marley, it's like, blame the movie, it's okay. I hate saying that,
'cause about it.
Marley, we'll have you on and we will talk about it, so that'll be really good. And then
up, what, on Tuesday or Monday?
We'll have him on. And then we got the Flash movie. Now, the Flash movie is a little controversial because of Ezra Miller. Some people still boycotting, which we respect, got no issues with that. I can see why people are doing that. It does look pretty good. A lot of good things that people are saying about it, but I think it has more to do with Michael Keaton than it does. And Sasha, I think Supergirl is going to steal the movie, and I see them marketing it more as a triple movie than the Flash movie. I feel like,
oh yeah, most definitely.
They're like, we need to market Michael Keaton and Supergirl a little bit more because this Ezra Miller guy is no good. So,
yeah, no, I'm only exclusively watching the clips of Sasha as Supergirl because I do need more Kara Zor-El in my life.
Yes.
And she looks really good in it.
She looks so good.
Whether or not I'm going to see the rest of the movie, that's a oof.
Like, I really want her to be the Supergirl woman of tomorrow that James Gunn to do. And I feel like the only way that could happen is we might have to go and show some love to her. And I don't know how else to show her love without actually watching the movie and talking about her. I don't know. It's up there, but I feel like Ezra is probably going to be the worst part of this movie.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's not even close. He's going to be the worst part of the movie.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Flash, the Flash CW series ended this week, and it was a end of an era. That means every single CW Arrowverse show is off the air now. They're done. Arrow is done. Black Lightning is done. Legends of Tomorrow is done. Batwoman is done. And now The Flash is done and Supergirl's done. So they're done. Superman and Lois is still there, but that's not in the CW-verse. That's in its own thing.
Yeah, and I think most of the other DC shows have also ended in some capacity. Like, Titans just ended. Doom Patrol is, I think it's on its final season, which I'm kind of sad about. But, like, there's something so special about the CW shows because they weren't the best.
They started off strong, though.
At least.
They always started off strong. Like, the first four seasons of The Flash were amazing, and then it kind of went downhill. First four seasons of, like, Arrow were amazing, and then it kind of went downhill. Supergirl was hit or miss for most of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it ever went downhill. I think it was just randomly hit or miss.
It just kind of made like little dips during the season. Yeah. I think it was probably the most like consistent out of all of them.
Yeah.
In Legends of Tomorrow. But
the best part of the CW shows were the crossovers. Like, they were the ones who made these crossovers like in shows possible. Like, everyone is trying to do them now, but they did it better than everybody, man. The way
Hold up. Don't you dare insult The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, and That's So Raven like that. All right?
Oh, they did damn.
They did it first.
What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers?
You're right. They did it before that.
Hey.
No. Fact, that one Power Rangers scene where all the Power Rangers from all the different shows showed up.
Yeah.
So they did it before Endgame did it. Like.
Okay, fair, fair. No, but honestly, like, this did something that no other show did, and they brought, like, Ezra Miller into the show. And, like, the first time you got to see, like, the Snyderverse with the CW-verse collide. And they also brought, like, old shows, like The Huntress and... they brought in DC Titans. They brought Stargirl. It was so much. It was wild.
I still think that my
and
favorite
Smallville. Smallville. They brought in Smallville.
They did. No, but my favorite CW crossover has always been the Dynamic Duets one that was like a musical episode featuring Supergirl and the Flash.
Yes, I remember that.
It was almost like also a crossover with Glee.
Really? Yeah.
Because if you didn't know, Grant Gustin and Melissa both starred in Glee when it was originally premiering,
and so did the villain. So, the villain of that episode was also in Glee.
It was just it's insane that that kind of concept got let through it. It's something so special and so specific to the CW shows.
Yeah, I actually liked the season where, like, Supergirl was, like, a Nazi and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, this is a crazy concept that they're doing. So yeah.
And
the crossovers
they just run
were good.
With it. Yeah.
The crossovers were good, man. So whether the shows dipped or not, the crossovers were super good. I really enjoyed them. But, yeah, whether you like the show or not, Grant Gustin have always been an amazing Barry Allen. Like, he did such a great job. I was very, very happy with him. In a perfect world, we could trade him for Ezra Miller. That he also.
In a perfect world, they just swap them and then just don't say anything and no one
don't
acknowledges it.
Don't say anything. Ezra Miller
just say anything. We all are in on it and we all accept it.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it. Like, we'll just all accept it. The other movie that's coming out, The Elementals, is a new Disney Pixar movie that's coming out. That looks pretty good. I feel like it's got the elements like water, earth, fire, all of that stuff. So it's really interesting because, like, there's this, like, joke about Pixar where it's like, what if toys had feelings? What if feelings had feelings? Now they're doing what if elements had feelings? That's what they're doing.
It's like they're just making everything's gonna have feelings.
Exactly. So we got that. Let's see what else is coming on. There's a Jennifer Lawrence movie coming out called No Hard Feelings. I saw the trailer for that. That looked pretty good.
I love their marketing for that because like they had this post like, oh yeah, date our son. And it's like, wow. That post went everywhere and people didn't realize it was a movie. They thought it was a genuine post made by
I know.
That's no, I'm just glad to see her in more of a like comedic role. Like I feel like she's actually been a more comedic actress than I think a lot of people give her credit for.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To see her kind of return to that for this movie, I'm interested. It seems like it'll be at least fun.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence was everywhere for a while and people got sick of her. And now we haven't seen her for a little bit. So let's see how her return does. And speaking of return, Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny. Here's the thing. I'm hearing bad reviews, but it doesn't make sense because the director is being given Star Wars. So it feels like, you know, Disney must be happy with this movie. But the fact that it's like they said it makes the Crystal Skull look good. That's how bad it is.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but it might also be because I watched the Crystal Skull when I was like 8 or something, but I thought it was okay.
I think the problem with the Crystal Skull it deviates a lot from the first three, which are more grounded, and this was a little far
like
out there.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. We'll see about that. Also,
no, it's gonna be bad because every time a director gets Star Wars right, whatever they're currently working on ends up being shit.
Yeah, why is
that?
That
is true. That is true.
Like, that has been true for the past 3 Star Wars movies, and I'm
so
annoyed by it.
Like, they gave Rian Johnson, like, 3 Star Wars movies, and then The Last Jedi did bad, and they took it away. Then they gave the Game of Thrones guys, like, movies, and that did terrible, and they took it away. And then they were like, what's next? The guy from the Crystal Skull, not Crystal Skull, the The Dial of Destiny, gave him a movie, and now that one is going bad. So it's really weird. It's the curse.
The Star Wars curse.
The Star Wars curse. At this point, outside of, you know, Filoni and Favreau, and even I think Bryce Dallas Howard, but I think I feel like those are the only people who are safe, but it's only because they have not been put on a Star Wars movie. They've just been kind of relegated to the Star Wars TV shows. Like, you can't go work on a Star Wars movie. You can, however, work on the TV shows and be perfectly fine.
I'm afraid of Shermaine Boychanoy. Like, I feel like she is got the reins of Star Wars, and she's got Daisy. She's going to be in the new movie, and you know how the fans are. You know how toxic those fans are.
Oh, God, it's going to be
Star Wars fans are probably the worst.
You got Daisy Ridley, who everyone, like, just hates Rey for some reason because of this whole, like, Mary Sue marketing thing. And then you also got a woman of color who's going to be directing it. Yeah, they're going to come out of the woodworks.
I have to, like, mentally prepare myself for when that happens. It's like whenever the Marvels releases a new trailer, like, I have to, like, put myself in kind of, like, a bubble where I don't hear anything that, like, you know, any of the racist or sexist fans are saying.
I know. That is crazy. But one movie I feel like does not have to worry about any of that is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. I am very excited for that. I am a huge Tom Cruise fan. Tom Cruise follows me on Twitter, so humble brag. But, yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
On the podcast.
I know. You know what it was? When Twitter first came out, I joined it, and I was like tweeting him nonstop, and like he just followed me. And it could have been like his assistant. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be him personally, but yeah, he just followed me back, and I was like super excited. So that was really cool. But I love the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, this is like adding to like my humble brag for my mutuals. Like, just like, oh hey. I'm friends with one of the people who Tom Cruise follows on Twitter.
Exactly. No, but the thing about the Mission Impossible movies and why they're so good, if you know that Tom Cruise is doing all the stunts, and like when you watch them, you still have this like level of fear when you're watching it. Like when he does that Burj Khalifa stunt, like literally my heart jumps out of my chest when I see that. Like I know he's going to be okay. But I also don't know he's gonna be okay. Like it's so weird. It's like,
you kind of have like that moment where you think like how is this like the first take and like the only usable take that they made, or like how injured did he get after this movie?
Right. Like I remember when I was watching the one with the. There's just such good scenes. Like there's one with Henry Cavill where he just like pumps his arms and all of a sudden he grows a beard and a shin a pocket. Like, it's just so
the
good.
Reloading of his arms. I see that give every like 5 seconds.
Who reloads their arms in a fight? And like it just looks so cool though. Big
it's
fan.
Just, it works for the movie. It's what the movie needs.
Yeah. I am pretty excited. Hayley Atwell is in this movie too, so we got Captain Rogers' girlfriend in this movie. A lot of people iffy about her. I don't know too much about that, but I don't know. I think it's going to be exciting. Also, two movies Barbie. Coming out back to back. Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Barbie and Oppenheimer.
I cannot wait for that week because I am so hyped for Barbie overtaking Oppenheimer across the country at the box office.
I'm going to watch Barbie first and then watch Oppenheimer.
I'm
going
to watch Barbie first.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Oppenheimer a week later just so I don't.
Me too. Me too. Just to spite Christopher Nolan.
Just to spite him.
Just like, this is for whitewashing Ra's al Ghul and Talia.
No, because actually my plan for Barbie is that I was going to get all of my female friends together. We were all going to, like, dress up like it's an event and, like, go see Barbie together, like, in the pinkest dresses we can find, best shoes that we can find. It'll probably be the most uncomfortable I am in a theater experience. But you know what? You just have to go out for Barbie. You have to go all out.
I might take my rollerblades. I'll take my rollerblades and wear my bike shorts.
It'd be funny if y'all did that, dressed up all out in pink, and you go to like, you don't buy tickets ahead of time, you go to like the ticket stand, I'm like, yeah, where do you see Oppenheimer?
No, because I might actually do that where I get the tickets for Barbie and like, yeah. I don't tell them right afterwards we're going to go see Oppenheimer. I'm just like, all right, come on,
let's
girls.
Record the skit. It'll be great.
Jazz, can we even get into Oppenheimer, man? Like, a movie about a bomb? Like, I don't think Muslims should be going to that movie. They might not let us in.
They might not. I was a former physics major. This could go real bad.
Very bad. Very bad. Oh man. All right. So we'll see. There's that. Also another movie I'm really excited about, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. That looks pretty good.
I forgot that one's on the horizon.
Yeah, that looks really good, man. That one's Paul Rudd's in it, John Cena, Seth Rogen. Like that looks really, really cool.
John Cena.
Yeah. I was surprised too.
Everyone's in it.
Yo, John Cena has been in everything recently, man. He's getting around.
And this is kind of a fun fact, but John Cena only decided to pursue acting because he had such a good time on Fred the Movie. I don't know if y'all remember Fred from YouTube and his movie series. But he had so much fun on that set and being able to like act in a professional sense that he was like, I'm just going to pursue that, you know, instead of doing wrestling.
Yeah, John Cena is probably one of the nicest, kindest guys in the world from everyone who has met him that has said that. Yeah. So
He's also the most humble guys. Like.
Yeah, he's so humble. And like, I just root for him. I really, really like him. In fact, when it comes to the big three, The Rock, Batista, and John Cena, John Cena's my favorite. And it's like,
agreed.
Damn it, a white man!
No!
And there's a Filipino and a black guy, and you gotta pick John Cena. But something about John Cena, man. I just like him. He's so kind. He's so nice.
He is
love
so great.
Him.
Yeah, like, I saw an interview recently where, like, his car of choice right now is a Honda Civic. And
yeah.
I was like, this guy could be driving anything in the world, yet he's driving a Honda Civic. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We got that. This movie, I saw the trailer for it. Did not blow me away, but I love the video game. Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is coming out August 11th. I don't know if I'm going to watch that. Orlando Bloom's in it. David Harbour's in it. I don't know. It's really strange. It's like basically the kid plays Gran Turismo, the game, and he's so good that they make him race in real life. Like, it's kind of dumb.
I had no clue they're making a Gran Turismo movie, but that's hilarious.
That's the plot. It's kind of dumb.
Now I need like a Street Fighter movie where a kid is so good at Street Fighter that they just make him fight professionally.
Also, Anthony Mackie is coming out with a video game TV show called Twisted Metal. I don't know if you ever played Twisted Metal game.
Oh my god!
I forgot about that.
I know that was like a memory that was like locked in my brain, and then I was like, "Wait, Twisted Metal, the one with the clown and the ice cream truck and everything," and
yes.
I was just like. Oh my god, I cannot believe that they're coming out with a TV show.
With the two giant wheels and the little platform in the
middle. Yes,
Minion, who was in every goddamn thing. Calypso was the guy.
Yes!
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm hyped for this. Okay.
Anthony Mackie is going to be in that. That's pretty exciting. Cool. Also, Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle comes out August 18th.
Yes.
That looks really good.
I'm a huge Blue Beetle fan, and I'm so glad that he is getting... Like, Jaime is getting the recognition he deserves.
Yes.
Because he's one of those characters that I feel like a lot of people don't... He essentially, you know, created this whole, like, legacy hero thing that we later saw in, you know, Kamala, Spider-Man. Like, he is the reason that we have a lot of these characters around today. And so for him to be, like, the first big DC movie post... You know, all the changes that are going to be made. It's just like, I love it. I'm so glad that it's coming out.
Yeah,
me too. I do feel like they are taking the blueprint from Ms. Marvel because it's like they're focusing on his family. They're making him a superhero that's like, you know, kind of like who's like, you know, he still talks about other superheroes and stuff like that. He's a young kid. Also, it's a Latino movie with the cast is Latino, the directors are Latino, the writers are Latino. Same thing that Ms. Marvel did. They made sure that the people behind the scenes and the people acting were all of the culture and stuff like that. And that's how you know you get like authentic representation.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing a great job at that. I'm super excited for all of the, you know, the Latino community to get this representation. I think they're going to really, really love it.
Yeah. I did highlight a comment real quick from Ruby's Ender's Game. Yeah. This is totally Ender's Game. She's talking about Gran Turismo, about the guy being so good at a game that they made it do it in real life. That's straight up Ender's Game.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Great book, by the way. Highly recommend.
I actually read that book because I was dating somebody who was reading that book and I wanted to have something in common with her. and then we broke up in between and I never finished.
Wow.
I still have it.
You should finish it, man. It's a good book.
All right, I'll finish it. Also, The Expendable 4 is coming out on September 22nd.
There's a fourth one?
There's the fourth one coming out, but it doesn't got Arnold in it. Like, I don't know if you can watch it without Arnold.
Huh.
What?
It's Jason Statham, Megan Fox, Dolph Lundgren, and 50 Cent.
Okay. All right, you know what? Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. what else? Probably you guys don't care, but Paw Patrol, the movie, is coming out on September 29th.
I can't wait to be forced to watch that 20 times by my nieces.
Another movie that nobody asked for, Kraven the Hunter, is coming out October 6th.
Oh my god, they're still going forward with that?
Oh yeah, really? they actually showed it on CinemaCon. Like, people have actually seen, like, full scenes of it.
That's insane to me. Wait, and is Aaron Taylor Johnson still in it?
Yep.
I thought it went away.
Yep. I'm going to watch it ironically. Like.
And there's no Spider-Man in it whatsoever. So it's just another...
it's just crazy.
It's Mobius. Morbius 2.0.
That's why you have to watch it. We're going to... Better yet, let's take a trip.
If we
got to
make
it.
More billion dollars, crave billion dollars.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I can't believe they released Morbius twice.
Oh god. The fact that they couldn't tell that people were doing it, saying
ironically,
like, bring back Morbius, ironically, and then they brought it back, and then no one saw it again.
No, the best was how somebody pretended to be Martin Scorsese and say how good it was, and Tyrese retweeted it because he thought it was real.
Oh, Tyrese.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for Morbius Part 2.
Morbius.
Morbius.
Oh, man. All right, speaking of Part 2s, Dune Part 2 is coming out, which is pretty good.
I'm hyped for that.
And they actually have some Arab and Middle Eastern actors this time. Thank God. So, excited about that.
First time, it was appropriate. Like, I know it's just the first third of Dune.
Yeah.
It made sense the way they did it there. Like, I know people have criticisms of it. You know what? It was just an exposition. The next two movies are going to be amazing. And then do not watch anything related to Children of Dune because you're going to hate it.
Got it.
I read the book and I hated it.
Gotcha. Well, what we don't hate is going to be The Marvels coming out November 10th. That's the big one. That's going to be our bread and butter.
I cannot wait. I'm going to see it every day the week it comes out. Like, at least once a day. Just to make sure.
I think that I'm going to rent out an entire theater and invite, like, everyone from New Jersey that I know to come see it in a theater.
I'll do that in Houston, yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, we should do that.
If we're at the red carpet, then I'll be up there with you.
Exactly.
I'm like, crossing my fingers because one of my dreams is to, I really want to be able to take my two nieces there, because specifically the oldest one is a very big Kamala Khan fan. Yeah. And she's also a fan of Carolus at the same time. And I want to give that experience to her of meeting her heroes. Mostly because also I told her that Ms. Marvel died today. And she, she ran up to her room, was like cradling her Ms. Marvel figures. And I'm like,
no.
I'm sorry. I had to be the one to tell you this.
Poor her.
Damn you, Zeb Wells.
Damn you, Zeb Wells.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the heat he's gonna get on Tuesday or whenever it is.
Wednesday. Well, yeah. it depends because I don't think anyone's actually buying this book, so yeah. It depends on when Read Comics Online releases it finally. So,
yeah,
early Wednesday, late Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. And then I think the December is closing off with Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet, which is a prequel to Willy Wonka. That looks pretty interesting. No? You got Hugh Grant, Keegan-Michael Key. I don't know. Olivia Colman. We'll see.
Here's my problem with the Wonka movies.
Why?
None of them ever been good.
I mean, the original is good.
The Gene Wilder one was good. I mean, I grew up with the Johnny Depp version, and that one.
Yeah, Johnny Depp version is terrible.
That one was certainly something.
And I'm also adamant on the, I'm tired of this nostalgia money printer thing that all these studios are doing. Like, there are hundreds of other stories out there you could be telling, and you keep rehashing the same IP over and over. Like, let's move on.
Yeah, I can see that. But then, like, that's also Marvel. That's all they're doing, too, right? And DC. So,
it's a little different, though. They haven't made movies about certain characters before. Like, if they remade Iron Man, I'd be pissed.
Okay, like, fair. But, like, Wonka is a prequel. So, it's kind of like, you know, the Cruella de Vil movie that they made for Disney. I actually like the Cruella. That's the only Disney remake that I actually really like, with Emma Stone. That was solid. So I don't mind prequels. Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom. Ugh, that looks terrible, but I will probably go see that. And then finally, the last movie to round off this year that I think is going to be big is called Ghostbusters the Sequel. So it's the sequel to the Paul Rudd version that they had that came out last year.
Yeah.
That might be good. So these are the movies that we're probably going to be covering on this podcast. So don't forget to check them out. And then, you know, let us know what you're going to be watching. Is there any movie that you're excited for? Because there's tons of movies that are probably indie movies. Like, what's that one?
Polite Society.
Polite Society. And that wasn't on anybody's radar. And that came out of nowhere. So, you know, there's going to be tons of stuff. Let us know what you think we should cover. And we'll check it out. Also, if there's a movie that you want us to review and it's been out for a while and people don't know about it, let us know. We'll watch it and we'll review it. It'll be cool. And then we also got some shows that we're going to be reviewing soon. Ted Lasso, I think, finishes this season. The last episode is this week. I think after this week, we're going to do an episode about it and recap Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is such a good show, bro. It's like
phenomenal.
It's the only show that makes me feel better after I watch it. Like, after I watch it, I feel like I want to be a better person. I'm so happy to live in this universe and this world, and I feel like the world is so beautiful. Not a lot of shows make me feel that. A lot of the shows that I make me feel like a terrible person and the world sucks. Like, if you ever watch White Lotus, it sucks. Like, after every episode, you're just like, people suck. Everybody cheats on their spouses. Everyone's horrible. And then you watch, like, Ted Lasso, and you're like, you know what, man? The world is a nice place, man. You just got to give it a chance. Like, it's so different.
It's like, it's one of those shows that, like, I need to finally find some room to get Apple TV because, like, between that and Mythic Quest starring Danny Pudi, I'm just like, I need to, like, watch these and like experience them because I just need a feel good show after the complete turmoil that certain news has brought me through.
Ted Lasso is such a feel good show.
There are a few good shows on Apple TV like Succession, Ted Lasso. I mean,
it's starting to like get up there, and with Netflix now making me bring my TV back home every 30 days to re-log in, it's like maybe it's time to switch over that one.
Yeah, I heard Shrinking is another Apple TV show that's really good. I might get into that soon. That one might be good. But yeah, so this is our first episode of weekly, what is it called? I don't know. I think it's called
Entertainment Recap, I guess.
Salam Nerds Weekly, Salam I think we're going to call it. Or Salam Weekly, or I don't know. We're going to figure out what the name of it. Salam News, Salam Weekly, we're going to figure out the name. But every week, every Sunday. Check us out. Join us in the chat. We'll be talking about nonsense or anything that happens during the week.
Nonsense spelled as non with two A's. Yes. That's what called the show. It. Nonsense.
I love it. I love it. And then we'll also have our regular recap episodes. The Bachelor is coming back soon. Charity has already started doing her promotion, so we will start doing Bachelor recaps when it comes out. And then we also have, what else are we doing? Fast Sex. Fast Sex with Marley. That's another stuff we're going to be doing. So we got a few stuff coming back. And that's it. We're back, guys. And don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Ash, where can people find you?
So you can find me on TikTok, obviously. Handle is, I'm pointing in the wrong direction, but handle's right here at Hey Dave. I know a lot of people don't know how to actually pronounce it. I will also be doing a YouTube review of Amazing Spider-Man 26. It's going to be the first YouTube video I post. My name on there is Ash Danger. It's going to kick off my YouTube channel, hopefully. I'm also going to probably be talking about some other stuff, more specifically Gossip Girl, because that's one of my niche obsessions that,
is that
I'm not
still
able.
Going on, like,
it's not. It got canceled, and I or the reboot got canceled, and I am working on a video talking about how and why the reboot failed so spectacularly. Check that out if you go on, if you check out my Twitter handle, my Instagram handle, my TikTok handle, there will be a link that links to my YouTube channel. It's just Ash Danger. I'm going to probably talk about this comic for like the next like 2 weeks straight. So you check out there.
Well, we'll
great.
Let.
Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to, you know.
See me cry live on camera.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God, like, I'm here for the anger.
Next week we'll update people on what actually happens. We'll check out your TikToks, and then we'll be like, this is what Ash said, and then we'll just like reiterate everything that happened.
Jazz
tweeted to Zeb Wells and he got blocked by him.
Yeah, maybe. Also, if you're one of our family members, one of our, you know, little Salamner's family, you are welcome to come on our weekly episode. There is
anytime.
So like, usually we like to get the right people for the right episode. When it comes to like Fast Sex, we'll have Marley. When it comes to like, you know, The Last of Us, we have, you know, Razzie and all of that stuff. But for the weekly episodes, anybody can join, because we're just going to be talking about whatever people want to talk about. So we're going to do this. It's going to be consistent. It's going to be every week, same bat time, same bat channel. And hopefully this will get our fans together, you know? They don't have to, like, wait
our
for...
Our two niche universes.
Yeah, our two niche universes.
It's our own CW multiverse, you
It's
know?
The multiverse. The worlds collide.
I don't know if we ever told you guys this, but, like, we have two very distinct audiences. That if we made a Venn diagram of the people who follow nerd culture and the people who follow reality TV reviews, we'd have two separate circles. Like, it wouldn't be a Venn diagram.
The only person in that circle is April. That's it. She's like our one person.
That one tangent line that connects the two circles.
Exactly. But we are back. Hopefully you guys will check us out. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.